KXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. President Trump just announced a 90-day negotiating period with Mexico after a call with its president as 25% tariff rates will stay in place. Tomorrow's his tariff deadline for most nations.
Critics said that our tariffs would hurt the economy, but the data shows the exact opposite.
The latest major deal is with South Korea. A key American envoy met today with Israel's prime minister, CBS's Robert Berger.
Does Israel make more concessions at the negotiating table, or perhaps more military pressure by stepping up attacks in Gaza? Neither of those tactics have worked so far.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Sanders mourns the couple killed out for a state park walk with their kids.
We ask that every Arkansan remember this family and lift them up in prayer and offer condolences and comfort to them in any way that you can.
A suspect is under arrest. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. The poor air quality of yesterday continues into today. Primary pollutants in the air are at an unhealthy level due to wildfire smoke across much of central Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says the air quality index is expected to continue at unhealthy levels through Thursday. By Friday, they're predicting levels will drop to unhealthy for sensitive groups. For now, everyone is advised to keep outdoor activity shorter and less intense. Go inside if you have symptoms. Sensitive groups should consider moving all activities inside. State lawmakers hope Governor Tony Evers signs a bill to assist gig workers. Joanne Krulantz reports.
The measure aims to provide access to portable benefits like health insurance, retirement savings, and income replacement for people working in the app-based delivery and transportation industries, but who don't work enough hours to get them. Republican Senator Julian Bradley of New Berlin joined gig workers at the Capitol Tuesday to promote the measure. Bradley said Wisconsin can achieve meaningful reform if the bill becomes law. Democratic Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez of Milwaukee said it would be a tragedy if people dropped out of the gig economy because they can't obtain benefits. The portable benefits bill passed the concluded legislative session with bipartisan support. Evers' office did not respond to a request on whether he'll sign it into law.
Health officials monitor beach conditions regularly throughout the summer season. Currently, most beaches in our area have a safe rating, though one is closed in Marathon County. Mission Lake County Park Beach is closed due to a sewage spill on the west side of the beach. It is not safe for swimming. You can check conditions of lakes before you swim on the DNR website. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the Packers training camp, where the defense has set a goal to force more turnovers. When the Packers recover at least one fumble, they've won 30 of their last 38 games. Baseball. The Brewers head to Washington to face the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers got blitzed by the Cubs 10-3. Chicago All-Star Pete Crow Armstrong once dyed his hair blue at the start of spring training yesterday. He was 3-of-4 with two doubles, scored a pair of runs, and one RBI, including a hot grounder that got past second baseman Bryce Terang, Pat Murphy.
I mean, that kid, the blue-haired kid, hits the ball really hard, and it was hit really hard. I've seen Bryce make great plays. I don't know if he could make that one. He's been the best defender in the game, and now every time he doesn't make a play or everything, you know, it's like, he's human. But the blue-haired kid was, we had him down two strikes most of the time, and then he just, you know, did a good job of putting it in play after that.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. We'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
In a special edition, former White House ethics attorney Richard Painter joins us to break down how digital currency could undermine democracy. Don't miss this important conversation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, top of the day to you. It's, mini Friday? That is Thursday. The day before Friday. Welcome. We have a lot to talk about today. We have two people who are going to drop by the show. Start out with the cruelty machine inside Donald Trump's America, where pain is policy and fear is the fuel. Did you know that the word Gestapo in German literally means state secret police? That's what we seem to now have with ICE. And the guys who have been deported to El Salvador are starting to speak out about the horrors that they experienced. I'll tell you about that. Also, Trump the grifter strikes again, this time with the G20. We'll get to that. And new evidence was Epstein's jail video manipulated. CBS is all over this. In the second hour of our program, Phil Etner is going to drop by with a live report from Kyiv, Ukraine. Also, are we seeing the price increases as the tariffs hit home? Sure enough, inflation's picking up. And there's a new threat to Social Security coming from the GOP. In the third hour of our program, Jason Eggenberg is going to be with us. There was a time, imperfect, often hypocritical, but real, when American foreign policy tried to be about more than the flag, the dollar, or the deal. It was an era that we call democracy promotion. That has come to an end, and this is a really big story. I'm looking forward to this conversation with Jason. He's got a great Substack newsletter. And climate change alerts. Severe turbulence forces a Delta plane to make an emergency landing after 25 passengers were injured. Are you ready for a doubling or even a tripling of the amount of severe turbulence on your flight? Yikes. But to start, my daily take, my rant today, over at HartmanReport.com and here on this program is titled The Cruelty Machine Inside Trump's America, Where Pain is Policy and Fear is the Fuel. Earlier this month, ICE agents detained a 6-year-old Honduran boy battling leukemia as he left an immigration court in Los Angeles with his mother and sister. In other words, he and his family were trying to follow the rules. A child fighting for his life was ripped from his fragile medical routine and locked away for over a month, interrupting his treatment, crying himself to sleep every night in a concrete cell instead of a hospital bed. This was not a mistake. This is cruelty by design, an intentional act of terror by a government that now treats compassion as weakness and suffering as a political weapon. ProPublica this morning has a shocking report out. It's titled Bloodied Faces, Sobbing Children, Immigration Officers Smash Car Windows to Speed Up Arrests. They have video of over 50 times that ICE officers have walked up to somebody's car and just smashed the window, reached in and grabbed people. The reporters call this level of police brutality unprecedented. They said they've never seen anything like this from any police agency in the history of America, or at least the recent history of America. And The Guardian reports in an article titled Georgia Detainee with Prosthetic Legs Who Objected to Flooded Cell Sent to Solitary about a detainee who in the state of Georgia who this guy, he came to the United States as a small child on a medical visa. He went through 16 operations. He only has two fingers on his right hand. He has no legs. He has prosthetic legs. He's lived in the United States virtually his entire life. He's 46 years old now. He works as a barber. He's active in promoting cancer awareness in his community. He got engaged 10 days before ICE detained him. He was in the process of getting a green card. He had been approved for this process. And they still detained him and locked him up. I mean, this is crazy. When Trump came down that golden escalator, well, it wasn't even a golden escalator. It was just a, that's the mythology of Trump, right? That escalator 10 years ago and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. We should have known what was coming. I mean, you know, a lot of people thought it was just bombast or political performance art. No, it was cruelty as a political strategy, as an ideology, as a governing philosophy. And here we are on the last day of July of 2025, 6 months into Trump's term. And, you know, it's pretty impossible to deny. This is not incompetence. This is not accidental malice. This is deliberate, strategic, and authoritarian. Cruelty is not a bug in Trumpism. It is the central operating system. It's become the organizing principle of today's GOP. Right-wing media stars bragging about ICE's brutal tactics. And it's not, by the way, just this administration is not just forcing their hate and ire and destructiveness, frankly, on migrants or protesters or the poor or minorities. They're going after democracy itself. When they normalize suffering, when they use state power to punish the vulnerable and reward the cruel, they erode everything that holds a pluralistic society together. This compassion, you know, the we're all in this together, this is the essence of every civilized society. And Trump and the Republicans who are following him are trying to rip that to shreds. I mean, look at their so-called big, beautiful bill. They call it a patriotic and pro-growth. It transfers trillions of dollars from the pockets and homes and retirement accounts and savings of average working people into the money bins of the morbidly rich, the top 1%. And it's going to strip health care from an estimated 23 million Americans. It's even going to gut Medicare, not just Medicaid, but Medicare as well, as a result of the PAYGO provisions that were passed by Newt Gingrich back in the day. It raises taxes on middle and low income homes and cuts taxes on billionaires. It slashes funding for Medicaid, food stamps, school lunches, Pell Grants, Head Start, and housing assistance, cuts Medicare and Medicaid. I mean, this is nuts. And then it turns around and hands $4 trillion in tax breaks to Trump's friends, the 13 billionaires in his cabinet, and himself, a billionaire himself. And the billionaires who have changed the algorithms of their social media programs to promote Trumpism and right-wingism and fascism and downgrade pro-democracy speech and what they call the liberals. You know, under Trump's second term, ICE has become functionally America's Gestapo. As I said earlier, that word literally means secret police or secret state police. And like their 20th century predecessors, they operate by inspiring fear. In our case, with black vans, anonymous uniforms, hidden faces and badges, unrestrained violence and warrantless searches. This is Trump's domestic terror squad. And they're not designed to protect, but to intimidate. And they're answerable only to him, which was true of the Gestapo as well. This isn't just authoritarianism. It's also moral rot. I mean, Trump's cruelty is designed to destroy our collective sense of what's right and wrong. It's just that simple. For today's Republicans, empathy is now called woke or weakness. Helping your neighbor is called socialism. Faith has been turned into a weapon for the powerful. You know, with idiots like Franklin Graham out there, you know, promoting this kind of hate. You know, supposedly Christian pastors praising a guy who brags about sexual assault, pardons rapists and cop killers, and surrounds himself with grifters and predators. And let's not forget Jeffrey Epstein and the cover-up that's going on right now of elites in his orbit. What would Jesus say about this? I think we all know, right? This is, what did he say about the money changers in the temple? The Republican Party today wraps itself in the language of faith and family, but what they practice is cruelty racism, misogyny, and hierarchy. They're criminalizing compassion, turning public school teachers, judges, social workers, and librarians into targets for harassment, encouraging neighbors to report each other, celebrating vigilantism, banning books, persecuting trans kids, militarizing the police, and calling all this freedom. And it's not just Trump. The entire GOP has bought into this. From J.D. Vance, who once warned about Trump's destructiveness and now echoes his every word, to state governors outlawing drag shows while doing nothing about gun violence in their own schools. This cruelty, this violence, this cult of death, and the deaths of our school children are the feature of the GOP, not the bug. This political movement and the inequality, the economic inequality, is ripping apart our middle class, tearing apart our society. And all through it, the Republicans are blaming the victims. Poor people, black people, immigrants, activists, brown people, women seeking reproductive care. It doesn't have to be this way. We need to return to morality, not the fake punitive morality of the so-called Christian right, but the stuff that Jesus talked about. You know, feeding the hungry, welcoming the stranger, binding up the brokenhearted, lifting up the fallen. That's not radical leftism. It's the center of every faith out there. And government is the only force large enough to address this. It can't happen just through private charity. Keep in mind, only 26% of eligible voters in America voted for Donald Trump in the last election. 3 out of 4 Americans either didn't vote or did not vote for Trump. We are the majority, and we must act like it. They are afraid of your voice. So double-check your voter registration every month, especially if you live in a red state where they're purging people off the voting rolls like crazy. And let's bring compassion and morality back to America. Let's demand that our elected representatives do the same before it's too late. Pass it along.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this. Stay with us. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with 2 N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah, it's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Threshold.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, I have a good friend who has to use a CPAP mask every night. He is not happy about this. You know, they strap air hoses to your face all night, and without it, your breathing gets disrupted, so you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and premature death. Bottom line, if you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. And one of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is Zipa. Zipa is the comfortable, doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop you snoring as fast as the first night. Zipa was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial with over 500,000 units sold. Zipa is the stop snoring device that I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zipa, that's happy Z spelled backward. Want you to try it with my special discount. I get you 20% off and free shipping. Visit Zipa, ZYPPAH.com, and use the promo code SNORE. And again, that's SNORE at Zipa.com.
Spoke of walls of fear, of who's to win. With every promise came a darker dream. Turning empathy to rubble in his cruelty machine. This is Trump's cruelty machine, a grinding gear of hate unseen. Families shattered, futures torn apart, cold steel tearing hope from the heart. They strip rights from the struggling and poor, feed the rich while closing every door. From Medicaid to school lunch is gone, pain becomes policy, innocence undone. Inside Trump's cruelty machine, where fear is fuel and suffering's routine. A 6-year-old lost in a cell's cold glare, a man detained hush. Silencing voices without any fuss. Empathy called weakness, faith turned to shame, while the billionaires cheer in their halls of flame. Deporting researchers sealed off fields, children wail unheard through steel barred scenes. A republic broken by the cruelty machine. This is Trump's cruelty machine. Voices rise outraged and loud to reclaim justice, to stand unbowed. When compassion is weaponized and kindness is demonized, we break the gears, disrupt machine.
There you go. 26 minutes past the hour. Donald Trump's cruelty machine. Nate has made that song into a music video, and we're going to post it on YouTube later today. God, why am I here? Flight attendants crying as Trump deportees are beaten on planes. That's the headline over on Raw Story. From an article by ProPublica, they're telling the stories of some of these people who were sent to CECOT, and this concentration camp, this prison in El Salvador. People who were actually in the process of getting, who had been accepted to be in the United States by the federal government, had permission to be here. ICE strips them of that permission and then puts them on a plane and sends them to a foreign prison. This is insane stuff. I have a little more on that story, and then I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and...
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Great Wisconsin State Fair is underway. Join us for Audio Sorbet, your favorite state fair memories. That's all coming up. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin officially gets a new Supreme Court justice tomorrow. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Susan Crawford will be sworn in as Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's term ends. Crawford won against Brad Schimmel in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history. It was seen by many analysts as a referendum on the early actions of President Donald Trump's new administration and Elon Musk, who poured millions into the race for Schimmel. The court will still have a 4-3 liberal majority after she's sworn in. Former Dane County Judge Jill Karofsky is now the Chief Justice on the state's high court. Crawford's swearing in is tomorrow at 4:30.
Next year, Justice Rebecca Bradley is up for re-election. She's one of the court's three conservative justices. Democrat Chris Taylor has already announced she's running for the seat. If Taylor wins next year, that would mean the court has a 5-2 majority. If Bradley wins, the court will maintain its 4-3 liberal majority. A meeting took place last week in Adams County to hear from residents about a possible solar farm in the area. Town Board Chair Carl Hansdahl said the meeting was specifically for the people living near where the planned NextEra Akron Solar Project is projected to be built.
For the residents, explaining what we know and what we don't know, and then getting their opinions.
According to Hasdahl, at the previous meetings run by NextEra Akron, residents were not allowed to speak, only submit written questions. Hasdahl said residents who spoke at this meeting were against the solar farm project. There was a representative there from NextEra Energy Resources. However, Hasdahl said the meeting was for resident comments only.
I told the folks, this is your meeting. You get to speak. He doesn't.
The town has formed an ad hoc committee and is meeting to decide their next steps. You can find more news and sign up for our newsletter at WXCO.fm. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. It'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Chihuahua. On the next Nightlight, it's a Civic Media All-Star Show as sports director Jimmy Cuska joins me to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then Matt and Aaron Ayers, Greg Bach joins the show to talk comedy and movies.
Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Hey,
used to be a man could buy a home. Working hard, building life on his own. Now the price tags climb, the rents don't stop. While Wall Street sharks buy up every block. They say it's the market, they say it's fair. But homes weren't meant for hedge funds to share. They buy them up, they drive up the cost. And working folks are the ones getting lost. The real killers of the American dream ain't in the alleys, ain't in your streets, they're in boardrooms. Making their bets, turning homes into corporate assets. Once a house costs twice.
35 minutes what past the hour. The majority of homes in some states last or early for the first 6 months of this year were purchased not by individuals but by big New York banks, hedge funds, Wall Street investment houses. It's getting really, really bad out there. Meanwhile, as I was telling you, these flight attendants are freaking out on these as they're deporting these immigrants and sometimes beating them, shackling them, treating them like crap. People who came to this country and did the right thing. They surrendered themselves at the border. They said, I want to apply for asylum. They went before a judge. They were given permission to be in the United States. They have documentation. They check in every month with Customs and Border Patrol or with, you know, whatever agency it is that they deal with. And now ICE is arresting these people. And now ICE is offering $50,000 signing bonuses. If you, too, would like to go out and beat people up, smash car windows, and do it with your face completely covered so you never have, you know, you'll never be accountable for your crimes, the federal government wants to give you $50,000. You, too, can become part of the Gestapo. Nearly $30 billion was allocated in the big, ugly bill for hiring 10,000 more ICE agents. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, at the SFO airport, San Francisco airport, a Texas scientist, this is somebody who has a permanent residency in the United States. He has a green card. His name is Tae Hong Kim. They call him Will. And Will has lived in this country since he was 5 years old. And as I said, he has a green card. And he was flying home from Korea on July 21st. He got stopped at the airport. He was locked in a room. This is from the San Francisco Gate, from the San Francisco, I forget the name of the main paper in San Francisco, but it's sfgate.com is the website. And it says, quote, Lee said in a post, Lee is his attorney, that Kim has been forced to sleep in a chair for more than a week with no access to daylight and described the situation as another brutal attack on immigrants and scientists. Kim is a PhD candidate at Texas A&M University, where he is studying vaccine development. Well, of course, that's his crime, not just having been born outside the United States and merely having a green card. But, hey, the guy is a vaccine scientist. We can't have that. Meanwhile, Trump is privately talking about, well, now it's public, I guess, inviting the G20 next year to the Doral, you know, to his seedy golf motel down in Miami. And this is a clear violation of the Emoluments Clause, which says that the president cannot take money from foreign governments. But, you know, hey, Trump doesn't care about the Constitution. He doesn't care about the law. And meanwhile, CBS News has done a deep dive on the Jeffrey Epstein video, on the prison video. And, yeah, there's this orange blob. That's the headline over on Drudge. But this is a quote from CBS News. Quote, CBS News Review found the video does little to provide evidence to support claims that were later made by federal officials. Additionally, CBS News has identified multiple inconsistencies between that report and the video that raise serious questions about the accuracy of witness statements and the thoroughness of the government's investigation. Gee, what a surprise. The Trump administration is covering up Jeffrey Epstein's death during the first Trump administration. I'm shocked. I mean, who could have thought, right? They say over the course of the night, the staff on duty failed to conduct the required 30-minute check-ins. Epstein had allegedly tried to kill himself weeks earlier because of that. Under prison protocol, he was assigned a roommate. But that day,
The roommate was transferred out and he was left all alone and they didn't check on him. And gee, the camera seems to have some holes. You know, the video has some holes in it. And nobody knows what's going on, right? No, they don't. I think they do. I think we all know what happened. Anyway, what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. Joe in Seattle. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Hey, I just wanted to point out on the ICE officers, when you go to the website, U.S. Jobs, and the qualifications for becoming one of these ICE bully officers is just minimal. And there's no mental evaluation of these people or education of any sort. And I happened to witness this happen in Tacoma, Washington, Parkland area. As we were driving along, there was an unmarked van and unmarked officers, and they threw this elderly lady to the ground. And it was almost like she was being either robbed or molested. And when I called the Tacoma 911 number and was reporting this, they hung up on me. But there was a gentleman that got out of his car and started screaming. And they started pointing weapons at him. And I was afraid of him being shot. But, you know, I want to go back to the indigenous American Indians that were treated the same way, and also the Japanese people during the Second World War. I'm afraid that this is going to turn into a bloodbath eventually. What's your opinion?
I am watching escalating levels of violence on the part of the state. And keep in mind, the state is the only entity that has the legal power to deprive you of your liberty or even your life, much less your possessions. And I'm watching growing levels of violence by the state, and I find it extremely alarming, Joe. What I find particularly alarming is that there isn't a single elected Republican that I know of. I mean, maybe there's one someplace in, you know, West Wazoo, Maine or something, but, you know, certainly at the federal level, who has spoken out about this or has even, other than Lisa Murkowski saying that she's frightened by Trump, nobody is speaking out on the right. And that's exactly what happened in Nazi Germany. It's exactly what happened in Austria. It's exactly what happened in Hungary. It's exactly what happened in Russia. You know, when people on the so-called left, that is the people who want freedom, who want liberty, who believe in civil rights and human rights, they'll speak out and then they get beaten down. But the people on the right, the ones who are fine with authoritarianism and the rich getting richer and the poor getting screwed, they're actually cheering this stuff on. And that's extraordinarily troubling. And the levels of state power that Trump has accumulated and the expansion of these powers with this most recent piece of legislation, the big ugly bill, are truly, truly concerning. This country is on a path. What's the old saying? If you keep going in the direction you're going, you're going to end up, you're going to get where you, whatever. We're heading towards something really, really dark here. And we're frankly in the midst of it, and it concerns me tremendously. Joe, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Excellent point, and thanks for sharing that story with us. Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
How you doing, Tom?
Fine,
my thing is this. This isn't happening to me like in a vacuum. I was listening to Jen Psaki the other night, about two nights ago, and she was explaining that I guess in the Trump, how he's recycling the same district, what is it, like district attorney? Not district attorney, I'm saying state attorneys or federal attorneys in each different state. And when they come back, because they're not confirmed, they only have, like, I guess 90 days on the job, I think.
Right. But what as acting, you're talking about replacing U.S. attorneys. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The federal prosecutors.
And the thing, and I am completely up in arms right now. I mean, this leadership, this Democratic leadership, man, this is what you call political. It's past political, man. I mean, I don't know what else. Listen, this is.
Well, hey, Chuck Schumer's sending strongly worded letters, Charles.
Doesn't right, but doesn't I realized also, I realized also yesterday something. I picked it up, and I realized that when you don't, as a party, when you don't tell people that they're also invested, that is, that they have a, not just a stake, but it's really like their government as well. Mm-hmm. They count. They matter. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find the right word. It's still not the right word yet. But when you have people more invested in, I think the Democratic Party has stopped trying to explain to people that this is their government also. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just not taxpayers. This is their country as well. And I just don't think they're doing that their job. And they're not getting people totally invested in what's going on around, in their government. And I just think that that's just, all of this is why he's getting away with all this stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. Most people just, they just want to go to work and raise their families and go to the park and go out to dinner. And they just don't want to be. And that's how these guys get away with this stuff. Charles, thank you so much for the call. Always nice hearing from you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
2:45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls and the news of the day in just a moment.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's ice cream month, and did you know you can celebrate at this area stop along the state's ice cream trail? Here's the scoop.
Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story.
That's Pam Yonke, known as the Fabulous Farm Babe. She says the current trail includes 20 locations, each one from Hayward to La Crosse, Madison, and then north to Appleton, Green Bay, and Door County, dishes out delicious, locally made ice cream.
I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've gotten a chance to visit, and I'm a pretty big ice cream fan.
Find the trail at the website gatherwisconsin.com and add your own local favorite there, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story. Really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
Trump's on Truth.
Oh, welcome back. It is 10 minutes before the hour. Tracy in Fayetteville, Georgia. Hey, Tracy, what's on your mind today? Do we have Tracy potted up? Everything is good? Okay. Let me put Tracy on hold and we'll try somebody else. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
Well, listen, I want to keep my powder dry on what I really wanted to call about, but if I suddenly disappear or something, know that we are in the middle of something I've never seen. I was born and raised for 6 decades in Southern California, and we are in the middle of something here, like an earthquake swarm. They started at, we had a 3.0 at 8:34. 10 minutes later, we went down to a 2.8, which one could say was an aftershock. But then an hour after that, it went back up to a 3.1, and we just had a 4.3. That's what they're saying preliminarily. But I got to tell you something, that thing was violent.
If you're feeling 4.3,
which, yeah, it was probably shallow. And here's a weird thing. Kind of borrowing your term, geeky science. When this, I've never experienced this before, and I've lived through Sylmar earthquake, Northridge earthquake. I mean, big ones, but they're all different depending on where they happen in the ground.
Sure.
And having had so many in such a succession, and I don't know if this has anything to do with the Russian earthquake or whatever. You end up feeling like the earth is still moving even when it's not. And that's very dangerous because your equilibrium is thrown off.
Right.
So if I suddenly, like I said, USGS is saying it was a 4.3. I ain't quite buying it. And those things have preliminarily changed. But I got to tell you, it was pretty intense. And it's been going on all morning. And what's weird is they're increasing in terms of power. Anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about is you mentioned, and of course you know I read your newsletter religiously, literally. You talked about a ProPublica report titled "Bloodied Faces," and obviously you're the author, so you know what they reported. Documenting massive use of physical force. Car windows smashed, people beaten up by masked anonymous ICE thugs, and the reporters call this level of police brutality unprecedented, pointing out that no police agency had ever behaved like this prior to the Trump administration. Tom, I'm sorry, I've got to push back a little bit here. Police agencies in the United States were formed by something called slave patrols for people like me.
Yeah, I said in the modern history, but even at that, what specifically ProPublica was talking about was the smashing of car windows. That's something that we just have not seen in.
Well, maybe you have.
At a 50 incidents that they've been able to document with video, meaning there's probably hundreds of them, just in the last month or two.
Tom, we have had situations where our children have had. Wait a minute. Flash bang grenades thrown through windows maiming children.
Oh, I know that. Bombed an entire city blocks in Pennsylvania. Blowing children up. Although that wasn't the police.
I didn't call to argue with you, Tom. I just wanted to know if you knew what metrics they were using. That's really my question.
The specific thing that they were identifying as new was smashing car windows. This is something that, just is not a common practice in policing in the United States. It's very, very
okay.
Rare.
Well, damn, I guess Trayvon Martin would have rather had his car window smashed. So would Breonna Taylor. So would Ahmaud Arbery.
Well, they'd all still be alive.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. All right, listen, I didn't call to be a smart aleck.
And I'm not trying to make some kind of false equivalence or argue against, same. What I'm saying is that ICE is now engaging in, without warrants, in a physical level of violence, smashing open car windows that is new and unprecedented. And that doesn't in any way diminish the violence against black people in this country over the last five years.
No. It's all bad. And this is thuggery.
Yeah.
That's out in the open, and it's no longer limited to just us. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, and the thing that is freaking me out or pissing me off, or I don't know what the right phrase is that this is being celebrated by people on the right. It's being celebrated by Republican politicians. It's being celebrated, over on Fox News and on and across right-wing media. And that's, it's like back in the 20s when they, during the Wilson administration and later when they were celebrating the violence of the Klan.
Tom, that's why these people put Smitty in office.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
You've heard me say this a million times. He is not the disease. He is a symptom.
Absolutely. That's why I said when he came down, I wrote this in the article today, when he came down that escalator and started talking about Mexican rapists and murderers, we should have known. We thought it was hyperbole. It wasn't. This was the announcement of a new era of political and legal violence in the United States.
Absolutely.
And obviously they're building on the old era of political and legal violence in the United States, which has not gone away. But they're amplifying it so rapidly now. And with the apparent approval of the majority of white people in this country. And
man, you know what? You said it.
Yeah. Hey, it's there. It is true. Kenyatta, thank you for the call. Keep up the great writing over on Substack. Keep up the great work. Good talk.
Yes, sir. You too.
You bet. Thank you. Bye. Back at you. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Phil Itner, the live update from Ukraine, and a little bit more of the news of the day and your calls. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. President Trump is giving Mexico 90 days for more talks to strike a trade deal. His tariff deadline is tomorrow. An appeals court, meantime, is hearing arguments on a case brought by some states challenging Trump's authority to levy tariffs. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Does something like a trade deficit, a structural trade deficit, qualify as the type of unusual circumstance where the president can use this power?
At a hearing on the deadly Texas floods, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said recovery is not done yet.
We still look for one adult and one child and a police or fire chief from another county.
SpaceX had to scrub today's planned Dragon launch with NASA astronauts because of storms nearby.
Dragon, SpaceX, bad luck on weather there. We just got clipped by a cumulus cloud right over the pad, so ended up scrubbing for weather.
And they'll try again tomorrow. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.